What we thought was that if we use big names, that actually overshadows the point of the campaign, which is about getting people that are maybe not into art into art, using the public space to say that art's for everybody, and you don't have to be kind of intelligent elite to be into it. You can be into it if you're into guitar playing. You can be into it if you're into, you know, painting. It doesn't have to be about kind of the them and ours. It can be about everybody really loving art. So most of the people in it you've not heard of, but they're up and comers. So they're very talented people and they're very dedicated to what they do, but you might not necessarily have heard of them. And the thing is in Britain we've got millions of those types of people who are dedicated to what they do and put their all into it, but they're struggling. So we thought it was a good way of kind of promoting new people, but at the same time kind of not overshadowing the idea with really famous people.
And so just for a normal person walking along the street, seeing one of these roads with all the billboards taken over by these pictures, what will that mean to, say, me if I don't know anything about it?
Well, hopefully what you'll see is these instruments and these kind of little details of people that will make you think, oh, this is actually has some sort of artistic integrity itself, and will make you go and have a look at the website or watch check out the channel.
Okay. And I mean, how is this different to what you do on a day-to-day basis? Obviously, you are photographing big names and, you know...
Well, it's not that. I mean, it's a little bit different in that they're not famous, but I've kind of prided myself in not just photographing famous people because, to be honest with you, celebrity culture is actually a little bit boring and I think we're all a bit over it. So, for me, it's always been about the person I'm photographing, not the who of the person that I'm photographing. So I've always been about kind of connecting with people and using my photographs to connect with people as opposed to, you know, being kind of bedazzled by the celebrity lifestyle. So if you look at my portraits of celebrities, you'll see something that's a bit more honest, hopefully. And because of that, I also go out and I've done things, you know, with people that are just off the street as well.
And if you don't mind me asking, is there anything else that you're working on at the moment that you might be able to tell us about?
I'm always working on lots. I've just done my first 3D video for an artist called Kelly Rowland, which is very exciting. So I know that Sky are doing the 3D channel in the 1st of October. For me, as a photographer or anybody that makes it images, doing something in 3D is a kind of next big step. So I'm very, very excited by that. I'm kind of almost, you know, getting too excited by it, telling everyone like a child, sort of with a new toy.
Do you have to learn new skills to do that? Or is it something you already know?
No, that's what's great about it. You don't have to learn new skills to experiment with it. It's fairly straightforward in the sense that it's very like what we do now in filmmaking. But it does have this whole new set of rules that you have to kind of not learn, but kind of utilize because it's such a different medium just because it's 3D. I mean, it's one of those things that's really difficult to describe. It's very similar to what we're doing now, but then there's a whole new set of rules to kind of work with. And then there's a whole new set of rules to be broken as well. So that's the exciting thing. Like, how do we break the rules? How do we do something different? So, you know, I've seen some sport on it. It looks amazing. I've seen some documentaries on wildlife, which is incredible. And then I'm trying to do kind of more artsy kind of music video type stuff. So I can't wait to see a horror film in it because it'll be really, really chilling and very, very, very frightening.
Okay, and you've worked with a whole plethora of people. Is there anyone on your list that you're still targeting that you haven't been able to kind of pin down yet?
I've got this theory that I could just photograph everybody, so I just keep going at it and enjoying every day. But I do love Sean Penn. I've got a bit of a soft spot for him. I don't know why. What's it called? Bromance. I've got a bit of a bromance for Sean Penn, which probably means I'll never get to photograph him. But I don't really target people. I tend to kind of like, you know, just let it see what comes and let it go. And I really enjoy my job so much. So, you know, I don't want to be a stalker. I don't want to be a paparazzi type guy. You know, I want to be a photographer that has integrity. So I just see what comes along.